The Burt Show.
So I have a question, and I want to direct it towards Cassie, but I don't want to be mean, okay? And maybe Tommy also, okay?
It's just the best opening. I want to ask you something. I don't want it to be mean, but it's going to be.
Well, you're so real when it comes to the struggle with your weight and how you've been trying to figure out, like, exactly how to get the right, you know, the right, what's the word I'm looking for? Protocol in order to lose some weight and be healthy, right? So I've had the thought a couple of different times in the gym, especially it starts in January, when you see newbies coming into the gym, right? And they're usually gone in about 2.5 or 3 weeks, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But at the gym that I'm going to, I'm working out at the same time with clearly that's somebody that has just started working out. They're overweight. I can see them on the treadmill. When they first started, they were on the lowest setting and they were still busting their ass. And it wasn't easy for them at all. They don't know what they're doing and they're struggling, right? So this is in January, and I've been watching the same person over the course of the last couple of months doing the same thing, right? And I slowly have been watching them because they're doing their cardio same time I'm doing my cardio also, right? Slowly been watching them get better and stronger and lose weight. I can visually see it, right? Is it bad form to compliment somebody when you see them in the gym busting their ass so much and clearly it's their first time in and they're making progress?
That's a tough one because I this is going to be different for everyone. For me, that makes me feel seen in a bad way. Mm. That means you've been watching me and I'm already like dying of embarrassment because I know I look stupid doing these things and I'm trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
To sort of think that someone who is like very muscled and buff is watching me, even though it's from a kind place, mm-hmm. I'm like, who else is watching me now and actually judging me and making fun of me? Now, that's not to say everyone would do it. I have been in the gym in cases where like a stranger will walk by and just fist bump or like crush that workout, high five and keep walking. And that makes me feel good because it's not like, it doesn't feel condescending.
Mm-hmm. You know, it feels like patronizing.
Yeah, it's like two people at the gym working out. Like you, I could say that to you just as easily as you could say it back to me.
I see.
But I think other people like might really like that motivation and love being seen in that way that like, hey, thank you for noticing. Like I've been trying really hard and to have a stranger notice your efforts and the differences is also powerful. So I don't really have a right answer for you.
I've been playing it in my head 30 times on what I could say that wouldn't be condescending like you're saying. And the only thing that I ever really came up with was something to the effect of, I see you busting your ass every single day, man. You motivate me as well. But then I'm like, I don't even know if that's appropriate, so I'm not going to say anything at all.
I think it's a lovely sentiment. That would kill me inside, and I probably would never go back to that gym.
All right.
But if you said, I just saw you crush that workout, like I just saw you walking by and you crushed that, I would be like, hell yeah, I did, and I would come back every day.
So if it was more of a compliment about a one-time thing, then it's okay. But I've been staring at you from across the gym. I just want to let you know I see you losing the weight.
I know you come in here on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 p.m.
Or you could even say, I saw you crush that workout. You inspired me. And just keep walking. As long as it's like stick and move and you keep going, then I think that's an awesome inspirational touch point.
I admire those that have stayed in the gym and clearly have a goal in mind and are so disciplined. You know, I see the looks from some people when there are others in the gym that clearly are starting a new program. Let me just say that, right? I find it really motivating. It is hard work. And losing weight takes a lot of discipline. So when I see somebody, quote unquote, that size in the gym busting their ass and trying so hard, I just want to like, I want to put my arms as much as I can around them and give them a big old hug because I found it really, really motivating.
Yeah, and I think that's cool. I think getting to the gym for a lot of overweight people is really difficult because it is embarrassing. But I love it. And, you know, maybe you'll change this person's life and keep them going.
I'm not saying anything now.
No, you should give them, like, the high five. For real, if you feel inspired to say something, I think you should. I think if you stay away from commenting on a body or, like, I watch you every day, I think you're fine.
Okay. Second part of this whole thing is I'm just going to be straight up. You know the 75 hard thing that I started a couple weeks ago? Yeah, it's over.
75 too hard?
Damn, I just realized I don't really have the motivation for this thing. Like, if you are going to get on one of these programs, which is really more of a It's an exercise in discipline more than it is in weight loss. I think that's a nice benefit of it. But you got to be motivated to work out twice a day. I already knew going into it, like not having a drink for 75 days wasn't going to happen. So I was going to do 75 hard light.
75 hard liquor.
I've been doing that my whole life.
But the second workout one, that's the one that's getting me. And then having a drink with a friend here or there, you know what? Forget it.
It's just not.
No.
It's
not good timing.
It's not good timing.
No.
Not for your lifestyle.
I even said to you when I was over at your house the other day, Kristen, I think I'm like, I don't know why I'm doing this.
I don't know why you're doing it either.
You said that to me too, sitting next to me having a drink.
Yeah. I was so motivated. Mo and I went for just to meet up on Friday night, right? And I was talking to myself on Friday night. I'm like, I'm not drinking tonight. I know it's just Mo and I. We're just going to have a couple of drinks. I am not drinking. I am not drinking. I am not drinking. I had done both of my workouts that day. I did everything I was supposed to do. As soon as I walked into Blue Moon, I'll have a tequila and a grapefruit. I mean, it wasn't even like a pause.
Nah, you was in there quick.
You made it look so good.
The Burt Show.